Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, turn our dial up, turn our dial up, turn our dial up. It's coming on, it's coming on.
10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio. 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck.
Let's talk. Let's talk.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck.
10 o'clock, 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock on the radio. 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck.
Let's talk. Let's talk. Let's talk. Let's talk. Let's talk. Let's talk. Let's talk, let's talk.
Yeah, you're tuned in to Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Chris Mark. Yeah, this is the 10 o'clock show on this Saturday evening. Yeah, it's about 57 minutes down the hour. The number is 1-917-889-2678. And you're tuned into the program, Let's Talk. Don't forget, we got the librarian recording artist forum tonight, so keep that dial going in because it's the second session of the librarian recording artist forum. It's going to be interesting tonight again, so keep it going in.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Radio Talk 101.3.
10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio. 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck.
10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio. 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck.
Yeah, you're doing it to Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck on this Saturday night. The program is Let's Talk. Tonight we're having the second session of the Librarian Recording Artist Forum. Hey, last night we had a very interesting one. We have Budiga, RJ, and Chris on, and it was very interesting. So keep that dial tuned in because we got him on tonight again. Hey, gentlemen, what's up? Say hi to the world.
What's up, what's up, what's up, what's going on, Bismarck and everybody in Liberia, America, worldwide. It's Puruga Takbo Phenom here, just thanking God and thanking y'all for putting this together.
That's what's up, that's what's up. Hey, we appreciate it, we appreciate it, man. Hey, it's another blessed Saturday. It's right here on Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck. And we're going to get into the Librarian Recording Artist Forum in a minute, but let's get into something by Puduga, the song Break Chains.
No. America, first generation, the whole culture, comedy is life.
Many times I wish I stayed in that lobby waiting long. Had time to grow, build memories strong. Then it may not have been sweet Liberia. More like war from the center to the interior. They think I got you wrong.
see blood in my pants.
What?
It only makes sense that I break from the chains.
If I break from the chains, hey, yeah, break from the chains, hey, yeah. Break from the chains, yeah, yeah, God. Break from the chains, yeah, yeah, yeah. Break from the chains, yeah, yeah, yeah. Break from the chains, yeah, yeah, yeah. Break from the chains, yeah. I said, break from the chains, my people, break from the chains. Come on up, you got on down and come on, break from the chains. I said, break from the chains, my people, break from the chains. Come on. How can ignorance be bliss, man? Liberty is paradise. You need to stop me living as a slave. It's a better life. Locked in the mental prison. Cloud of doubt, block your vision. Blinded from your true potential. Everybody got a mission. I gotta live my life to be free of stress. There's so many aim higher than the chief of stress. And that's enough to make it slow dry. Some of us don't know why. All we know is that it hurts and that it's no lie. Cause it's hard to pursue what's real all day. On turn on the right path, consider your pay. Then you're feeling like a captain wanna jump off boat. Like a slave on a ship wanna give up hope. Nah, that's sort of what I'm destined to be. Has to break any negative thought. Life is a blessing, you see. Cause I live free to see my destiny. I told God I'm a star, that's the best in me. When I
broke from the chains, yeah, yeah, God. I said broke from the chains, yeah, 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 yeah.
I broke from the chains, yeah.
Your host, Bismarck. Bismarck is on the radio right now.
Hey, pretty girl. What's going on today, man? What's going on?
Everything is well, you know, Saturday night. Just, you know, getting ready to make that journey to ATL, man. Getting ready to come on
ATL.
And in Rhode Island for the time, but, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, what do you think about, you know, the new style of music that came up in Liberia called hip-hop?
Hip-hop, you know, I've been hearing about it for a while, years ago. I think it's definitely very positive thing for Liberia. To be able to take the code look wide and take it to the next level, to something where, you know how they have the Jamaican patois, the reggae, it was something that was only local to Jamaicans, but then, you know,
right.
Through music, it was able to take it worldwide. So I feel like it's definitely would be a positive for Liberia to get that, you know, the quote unquote broken English and, you know, take it worldwide. So, I think that's definitely a positive move on that.
Yeah. That's true. You know, I've been kind of following it, though. You know what I'm saying? And I heard a couple of Liberian artists that hip-hop artists talking about, you know, they didn't have good reception from
the consumer market and also the DJs, you know what I'm saying? So what do you think? I mean, you're an LIB recording artist. I mean, what's the response from the consumer market and the DJs?
Definitely. I feel like, you know, it boils down to us being confident as a people in, you know, promoting our own and something new and different and being able to see the vision and see the potential in it. Sometimes a DJ is more comfortable playing where they feel it's already hot instead of, you know, branching out and being to want to start something new. But the thing is, one of the prize for the things to have as a DJ is to be able to say, hey, I got this new track here, man. This is, you know, this is Tacon J over here. Or, you know, this is, you know, whoever it may be, J.D. Dunzo. This is that new song from so-and-so. And, you know, the first one to play. But they want to go with, you know, a song that's already popular or, you know, that they feel like everybody can be dancing to. So I feel it comes back to us just being confident in ourselves and having our pride and just to support each other, you know.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. I agree with what you're saying. I agree with what you're saying. You know, speaking about the consumer and all of that, you as a Liberian recording artist, if you were in Liberia today, you know what I'm saying? Because we got a lot of Liberian recording artists that are in Liberia doing their thing, you know, trying to get to the top, you know, like others. If you were in Liberia today, what would you expect from the Liberian government in contribution to Liberian music, Liberian recording artists, and, you know, the Liberian music industry?
Well, you see, like, if I was in Liberia right now, definitely shout out my brother, Walla Joseph Oliver King, who's on that side right now. You know, my aim right now is, like, you know, as a musician, artist, and connected to the Liberian community, is to definitely draw the connection between Liberia and America, and also,
right,
like, and to also open up minds into to being able to be vocal, you know, on your feelings. Like we was talking yesterday about just music in general, how it's a language, a very, very powerful tool. So, you know, being in Liberia right now and having the opportunity to be a musician, I will expect that there will be an excellent outlet for artists to be able to put their music out without feeling like they could be scorned or without feeling like they, you know, to be comfortable to speak their mind, because that's what it is music. Music comes from your soul. You know, you should never feel that you're confined from it. Not to say it is or it's not like that, but that's what I would expect, you know, the overall environment to be like.
Yeah. That's true. I agree with you on that. You know what I'm saying? And I expect a whole lot more from the Liberian government towards music in Liberia and towards the Liberian music industry. You know, it's about time that, you know, the Liberian Musician Union, you know, and the Liberian recording artists, you know, get the full participation and support of the Liberian government. You know. So we got to keep stressing it and keep working towards it. But Portugal, stay on the line. We're going to get back to you in a minute. Let's get into some music, something new by Peter Cole right now. To the world out there, we got Portugal on the line, LIB recording artist. And we're going to get back to him for more conversation. Let's get into something now by Peter Cole. A new track just coming out in 2011, the song If You're Ready, I'm Steady.
Blood fire there, a large man, European, a lord, yeah, David. You're like a star, you be from afar, I just watched you are.
C'est quelque chose que tu dois savoir.
Understand.
Like a guitar fit for a czar. Like a burning cigar.
She's a sweetheart.
Tu es tout en ta mame et moi.
Your host, Bismarck. Bismarck is on the radio right now. Welcome to the first annual Liberian Hip Hop Awards, going down on Thanksgiving weekend in the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. Friday, November 26th, Liberian Hip Hop Awards. VIP meet and greet, welcome batch, 10 p.m. till the early morning. Saturday, November 27th, Liberian Hip Hop Awards Show, red carpet premiere, 6 p.m. till 7:45. Award show, 8 p.m. till 11 p.m. After party, 11 p.m. till the early morning. After party is at the same location. Sunday, November 28th, Sunday afternoon, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., African Moguls Foundation fundraiser for the Tupac Amuru Shakur Foundation at the TASF Center. 100% proceeds will be donated to the Tupac Center. Sunday night, 10 p.m. to the early morning, VIP farewell bash. All the events during the Liberian Hip Hop Awards weekend will be held at the same location. Free parking all weekend long. See you there. Peace.
Yeah, this is Bismarck on Radio Talk 101.3. Yeah, that was the Liberian first annual Liberian Hip Hop Award coming up Thanksgiving weekend in Atlanta, Georgia, ATL. Hey, pretty good. Let me ask you this, you know, because we've been talking about it. We're talking about it last night, you know. There's so much division among, you know, the Liberians and, you know, also the Liberian recording artists, Liberian musicians. What can we do to, you know, bring that unity amongst the Liberian recording artists or musicians, so that we can have a, you know, a stronger force and, you know, work together and help one another and support one another?
Well, that's my question, man. And I feel that outlets such as this, you know, dialogue, just talking about, you know, some of the divisions. You know, me as you know, as a first generation, as one who, you know, grew up in the States, I always make it something for me to acknowledge my roots, you know, acknowledge my roots. And I only spend a little bit of time there after my birth, you know, here in the States, in Liberia. And sometimes growing up here in America, a lot of the kids lose their traditions or whatnot, and it's like trouble relating to one another. And I feel like that's part of the division right there. Just, you know, you have the Liberians, you know, in the States and elsewhere, and you have the Liberians in Liberia, and then you have older people who don't support everybody. And I feel like the only way that there can be some unity is, you know, by having dialogue and realizing that we all have that Liberian blood in us, and that the only way that we are going to, you know, prosper and shine is, you know, if we're able to come together, you know, and to,
right,
and see the bigger picture.
Right, 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 right. Yeah, and, you know, looking at the first annual Liberian Hip Hop Award, I mean, we're going to be out there to get in touch with you guys, you know what I'm saying, to get a chance to holler at you guys at the award and, you know, get a word or two out of you. But, you know, this gives a platform, you know, to somehow start that, you know, unity and, you know, that communication and that openness with one another. Don't you think so?
Oh, that's definitely going to be an opportunity for that to happen. I mean, I don't know exactly if there's a theme or, you know, what it is, but, you know, as it is the first annual. So, I mean, you know, as far as, like, how it's going to go, but it can definitely be used as an opportunity to reach out, you know, which is already doing, you know, reaching out to people. And it's groundbreaking, and we need to have more groundbreaking, you know, discussions and dialogues like that. So it hasn't happened yet. It's next week. So, I mean, go in there with this momentum and just make that up. To use that as a point to bring out there to the people, those in attendance.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, after that, you member of the Liberian Music Award that will be coming up too, you know, and also I spoke to the committee member of the African Independent Music Award. They're going to be having the first annual African Independent Music Award in 2011.
And I told him, I said, man, that's a great idea, you know what I'm saying? What do you think about it?
That's an idea, man. Like, she said this is going to be like an African hip-hop award?
African Independent Music Award for all African independent recording artists. You know, it's going to be a kind of general awarding awarding hip-hop, you know, R&B. I mean, the different genres, the different styles in African music.
Yeah, the different styles, I mean, but just African artists as a whole, and I feel that
African artists as a whole, you know, from all the African countries.
Yeah, I feel like that's definitely something that is great for, you know, Africa and African music as a whole, because one of the things that that made me, you know, because it's like, you know, the younger generation, like we have hip-hop, but it's like sometimes with the when we hear hip-hop, we try to mimic, you know, the African-American hip-hop or something, and as I grew older in the music, I was like, to put the roots inside the music, inside the hip hop, and I feel like African. Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I heard a little bit of static, but I feel like
we got another artist on the line.
Oh, okay. What's going on, man?
Hello. Yeah. What's up, man? Dahai.
Who is it?
That's Aziz.
Dahai.
This is Dahai from he's up in Holland. LIB recording artist Dahai. We got some job in line.
Yeah, man.
I don't know if you guys can hear that static too, or
we can hear it, but go ahead, we got on control.
Alright. Okay, the point I was trying to make is that I feel like as a whole, African music has not been put on the world stage in ways like hip hop has gotten to be put out there, or reggae song, all these different music. So Akon is probably like the biggest individual out there who, you know, has African and doing the thing. And I feel like there's so many of us, so this award is definitely used as a stepping stone for that.
Okay, you make a very good point. We just got another artist on the line. Hey, call out the world.
Hello.
Hey, who's calling, man?
Who's it? Hi,
yeah.
Dave.
Hey,
God. Hello.
Hello.
Hi,
what's going on? What's up?
What's going on, fellas?
For all of us
artists,
that's just
trying to, you can just introduce yourself to the world.
Which one of the artists you're talking
about?
Hello?
Is he still here?
Yeah,
hello?
I think we got a bad reception. Die is on the line.
Yeah, can you get me now?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, man, it's kind of late here, you know, so I'm just trying to make it up, and I can sleep right now, you know.
Hey, we appreciate you calling from all the way Holland, man. This is the LIB recording artist. Before we get into conversation with the artist again, we got put you guys on the line in Daha. Let's get into something by Daha, LIB recording artist.
Baby, I like the way she's walking, making it talking. The way she argument going wow, wow.
Very soon, like in July, I have to go to Liberia to arrange that, And then hopefully next year, December, I have a launch. You know, yeah. So basically that's that about the song. And to just wind
yeah,
up.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that's a LIB recording artist all the way from Holland. Hey, you guys, put it on the line, and we got another recording artist on the line. Introduce yourself to the world.
Hey, what's up? This is Ivan. Ivan, Matt. I'm from Baltimore.
That's 410.
That?
Area code.
That?
Yeah, we're talking about Liberian music in Liberia and the world. Put it on myself was just, you know, talking about some issues, you know, relating to Liberian recording artists, you know, and the different style of music and the support of the Liberian government. But let me ask you guys, I mean, to the young Liberian artists coming up in Liberia and, you know, struggling with their craft and trying to make it, you know, that don't have, you know, I mean, all the necessary media outlets for the international world and, you know, are kind of, you know, contemplating whether to go on or not. What would you say to them as, you know, Liberian recording artists abroad and already, you know, doing your thing?
Well, okay, this comes from RJ. My thing is this. It's like in life, anything you want, you got to go after it. Even if you're not getting that financial backing and stuff, you just got to hustle hard, you know? I mean, life is hard, so you gotta be as hard, you know, or else, you know, in this industry, if you just sit there and wait for it to happen, it's not going to happen. You know, you just got to hustle hard. That's it.
Put you out?
Yeah, to add to that, this Poodle speaking, you definitely have to put in the work and just continue at it. I feel like, because sometimes, you know, sometimes the pressure in Liberia is that everything is like, you know, everything is all good and gravy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and overseas or wherever you may be. And they may feel like, it's not really like that though. So it's like, even though we got some outlets here, we still have to put in that work, and slowly but surely, we're bridging that gap with them. You know, we'll meet them and know where they at. So they got to put in work, like RJ said. I mean, we all put in our work, we all play our role. So don't lose focus. Don't lose focus where anybody may tell them to stop or whatnot. Just stay focused, put God first, and they'll be all right.
All right.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And, you know, everything in life is challenging, you know, and everything is a risk, especially businesses too. And, you know, being a recording artist, you know, you are the product. So, you know, you're taking a big chance on what you're doing, you know what I'm saying? But you keep doing what you're doing, and we admire that, you know. And, you know, I like Pudu and myself were talking about, you know, hip-core, RJ, you know.
Right.
What's your input on hip-core? Because it's a new style of Liberian music, you know.
But, you know, it's like music, right? It's like it's kind of hot to me because it's like a whole different genre, you know, of music. You
right.
know, it's like it's not even like over in America. It's not really out there yet. This so it's like there's so much that can be done with it, you know.
Right.
I think it's really interesting, you know, and. Man, sometimes you hear some of those typical artists performing, man. They want it, you know, and you can see how hungry they are. And so, you know, any artist doing any style of music, be it something new or something that's upcoming, as long as, you know, they got that drive and they sound hungry, I'm all for it, you know?
Definitely, that's true. That's what's up, you know. Poodle was saying something similar to what you just said too. So we kind of, you know, on the same line. To the world, we got a LIB recording artist on the line, Poodle Guy and RJ on the second session of the Librarian Recording Artist Forum. We're going to get back to them for more conversation, but let's get into something now by RJ, the song Jump Rope.
Everybody now, you dance, you dance. Everybody in the place, you dance, you dance, you dance. Everybody in the place, here we go now. You dance, you dance. Everybody in the place, you dance, you dance, you dance.
They're the one skills.
Everybody now, jump rope, jump rope. Everybody in the place, jump rope, jump rope, jump rope. All the volume in the place, jump rope, jump rope, jump rope. Everybody in the place, jump rope. Jump rope, jump rope. All these guys in the place, jump
everybody
rope.
Now. Really, 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 really.
Big up the one skills, big up to Louis. Really, 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 really. Me do not care if it's Spanish or Trini. Really, 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 really. Fixing the car or next to the TV. Really, 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 really. All day your friends girls scream like
everybody
the baby
now.
Jump rope, jump rope. Everybody in the place, jump rope, jump rope, jump rope. All the boys in the place, jump rope, jump rope. Jump rope, everybody in the place, jump rope, jump rope, jump rope. All we got in the place, jump rope.
Ready, 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 ready.
Ready for sex, 10 hours, you ready? Ready, 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 ready. Ready for sweat all over the body. Ready, 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 ready. Ready for sex, but girl, you know ready. Ready, 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 ready. Look for your best girl, suck on the
go.
Jump rope, jump rope. Everybody in the place, jump rope, jump rope, jump rope. Only for them in the place, jump rope, jump rope, jump rope. Everybody in the place, jump rope, jump rope, jump rope. Only got them in the place, jump rope. Street fighter, street fighter. Everybody now, all you get. Street fighter, street fighter. Everybody now, all you get. Street fighter, street fighter. Everybody now, all you get. Street fighter, street fighter. Everybody now, all you get. Jump rope. Everybody in the place, jump rope, jump rope, jump rope. Everybody in the place, jump rope, jump rope, jump rope. Everybody in the place, jump rope, jump rope, jump rope. Everybody in the place, jump rope, jump rope, jump rope. Everybody in the place, jump rope, jump rope, everybody in the place, jump rope, jump rope, jump rope. Everybody in the place, jump rope. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Jump rope. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Jump rope now. Jump rope. Jump rope. Jump rope. Everybody now. Jump rope. Jump rope. Get jiggy with it. Jump rope. Everybody now. Jump rope. Jump rope. Jump rope. Jump rope. Jump rope, jump rope. Everybody in the place, jump rope, jump rope, jump rope. Everybody in the place, jump rope, jump rope, jump rope. Everybody in the place, jump rope, jump rope, jump rope. Everybody in the place, jump rope.
You're tuned in to Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck. Bismarck is on the radio right now.
You're listening to Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck, and you're listening to the forum, Librarian Recording Artist Forum. We just had another Librarian Recording Artist join us. Could you introduce yourself to the world? 401.
Hello?
Yeah, we got you.
My name is African Child, representing the 420 crew. My brother put it out, see now. You have on the show right there. I actually heard about this show through him. But anyway, I just wanted, first of all, I want to say shout out to Bismarck. I mean, it's a good thing that you're doing right now. We appreciate that, the whole community. Now, as far as
I didn't get a chance to start the show because I just tuned in. So I don't know actually what you was talking about. So I was just going to listen in until I get a point. Then I can come in and say something.
Big ups to African Child, LIB recording artist on the line. We got Pudu on the line, and we got RJ on the line, so you can say what's up to them.
What's up, man? You already know now. What's up, RJ? What's going on, man? I heard the session last night, the one that y'all did last night, so I was able to listen into that. What y'all were saying was some positive stuff, you know what I mean? So
Look. Yeah, we're talking about Liberian music, Liberian recording artists and Liberian music in Liberia and around the world here. The impact Liberian artists and music is having on Liberia as a whole, you know, the Liberians and reaching the world to make that big bang impact, you know. But I got this question, gentlemen, you know what I'm saying? With all what's going on in Liberia right now, the upcoming presidential election and all of that, because, you know, before the rebel war, you know, the Liberian artists were, recording artists were, they were doing their best, and, you know, they were kind of fluctuating the market with their tracks, and that war just threw them back. So what's your intake on what's going on in Liberia right now? Because you guys... I mean, you guys are musical ambassadors of Liberia, you know what I'm saying? So you guys are very influential to the young minds of Liberia, you know, even the elderly. So, I mean, you can give your input.
Okay. Well, any one of us, I guess. Okay, well,
anybody can kick off.
Yeah, I'm going to take the floor first, RJ. You see, this time around, I think things are a lot better. You know, like when the war came and stuff, most of our artists were based in Liberia. So when everything hit the fan, you know, you never had, you know, Liberian artists in Holland, America, you know, and putting out the Liberian music like you do now. Like, we everywhere now. We international, Australia, all them places. And, you know, to some extent, something got to happen before something better happen. And that's what happened in this whole case with the music, Liberian music industry, you know? It's like this time around, you can't shut the music off, you know, with war and all that kind of stuff, because we going to be heard. We all over, you know? And I think we got a better chance of getting that music out now than we ever did, you know, because it's not like when the artist was in Liberia back in the day and this country... We'd be like, oh, can they come and perform? We already there, you know? So I think it's about to blow up, man. It's just a matter of time.
This is African Child. And I'm going to say this. The whole war that happened in Liberia, it was a lot of negative things that came out of it. But one good thing that came out of it was that we Liberians got a chance to travel to different countries, and we, like RJ was saying, we all over. All right. We're not only in Liberia no more. Back in the days, it's like musicians. I don't know too much about them, but a lot of times we just heard them in Liberia and stuff like that. Now we have artists, I mean, people that make music, we all over. Like he was saying, America, Australia, everywhere, you know? And the music that we're making nowadays, you know, it's not. You got artists out there that are still making, you know what I mean, shoot 'em up, bang bang music. But you got a lot of artists out there like nowadays that are from Liberia that are making positive music. Because all that bang bang shooting and all that, we've seen that before. You know, we don't want to go back to that. We don't want that. That's why the war in Liberia right now is not happening no more, because Liberians don't want that no more. It's definitely going towards the a positive direction, and it's just a matter of time. Like he was saying, it's just a matter of time. We're going to reach that.
Right. Yep. Right. Puru?
And
Yeah, Poodle speaking. It's an add-on to what my brothers RJ and Africa Chai said. You know, being in different places of the world, it has also added a new perspective on what's going on, you know what I mean, in the country over there, in Liberia. So it's like when you only in Liberia, you know, and only if it's like you don't get a chance to have like a bird's eye view of the situation, you know, until it hits you, you know what I mean? And then it's like you caught off guard. But, you
right.
know, like Bismarck was saying, like with us, you know, seeing the election process coming through, you know, those of us who feel it necessary can use that as the opportunity to instill positive things in the minds of, you know, the youth
right,
or,
right,
you know, people
right.
in general, you know, to keep
yeah.
the vibes going positive, you know, I mean, going into it and beyond.
Right, right. I mean, you know, music plays a very important role in the world, you know. And if I can recall, you know, during the crisis in Liberia and even after the crisis, you know, music was one thing that kind of held the people together. And even up till now in their growth and all of that, the entertainment system is, I mean, music is something that, you know, kind of calmed the soul and, you know, gave them the,
yeah.
the feeling and time to heal their wounds, you know what I'm saying, forgive one another and get along again.
Yeah.
Music is the message, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you guys are very influential. Whatever you do, you got people out there watching and listening, you know? So, I mean, the world is looking up to you. Liberia is looking up to you guys as musical ambassadors of Liberia. And I just want to say to you guys, Daha had to leave us because he's not well. He just wanted to call in and give a word or two from Holland, but he had to leave us. And we hope you get well, Daha. But so you guys, you know, this is a long struggle with Liberian music and Liberian recording artists, and I must commend you guys for hanging in there and, you know, keep. You guys have kept doing what you're doing, and you're making progress, and you're reaching the world. What would you say to other, most especially the African American recording artists? Because you know there is still a kind of gap between the Africans and the African American, and looking
right.
at it artistically, you know. How can we bridge that gap, you know what I'm saying? Because you remember we had Akon go to Liberia for a concert and there was an incident. You know, Akon is here. He's another African too. But, you know, all the African recording artists are trying to bridge that gap. That way, how can we bridge that gap?
Yeah, I'll take first. Poodle.
Okay.
And one thing I will say is that it's interesting you bring that up because I feel like of all, at the end of the day, we are all one, you know what I mean? All the people, the Africans all over the world, you know what I mean? All, you know, stem from the
right.
motherland somehow. But as far as African-Americans, I feel like Liberia is kind of unique in our ability to be able to make that bridge, that connect a lot. You know, maybe a little bit easier than any other African on the African country.
Yeah.
Because of the history. And it's like, you know, sometimes it's like with the, you got some of the similar last names because of the slavery and everything. So it's like, I feel like we can connect and reach out and make that connection. By sharing the culture, sharing our similarities, you know, our love of food, our love of music, our love of just expression, because there are a lot of negative images that they had about Africa
yeah.
that brainwashed African Americans as a whole, same way certain things brainwash Africans about African Americans. So, I mean, if we take that and take our own experiences that we have, you know, coming up with some of the African Americans, we can make that happen.
Yeah.
True.
Such a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. This African child. And my take on that is that African Americans, a lot of times, they don't have they don't know much about the continent Africa besides what they might see on the TV or what they see on the internet. And a lot of times the image on the internet of Africa is not something of positivity. A lot of times it's negative, you know what I mean? They show little kids back home starving, you know what I'm saying? And that's what they take and run with, you know? Like, oh, this is what Africa is, and that's what a lot of times turn them away from as far as identifying with Africans or trying to get to know them because they figure that they already knew them by what they saw on the TV or what they saw on the internet. And they don't want to be identified with them because of that.
Yeah.
So like Pudu was saying, with the whole history that we already have with the African American community, as far as the slaves leaving from here and going back home, it's a lot easier for us Liberians to step in and fill up that gap than any other African country.
All right. Okay, this RJ, to piggyback on what both of these gentlemen are saying, right? One thing, you know, that's so big, it's not to sound cocky, conceited, but Liberians, even as artists, are unique. I mean, compared to any artist out of Africa, coming out of Africa, we're so unique because you're getting everything out of Liberia, you know what I'm saying? You're getting, like, the brief, you know, the long history from America, then you got some of the people that were already there, and it's like for us, I think it's much easier to cross over. You know what I'm saying? The one thing we really lack though is the support. You know, that's the number one thing. You can go to any other African country. You can go to a Nigerian show, a Sierra Leonean show. It, you know, not to hate on anybody, but it could be the wackest artist on the planet. But just because they are from that person's country, man, they're going to go all out to push that person to, I mean, where they can't go anymore. But you got
much
good material coming out of Liberia, and the biggest critics are Liberians. And if
that's
you're not
true.
A strong artist, if you're not strong-willed, if you're not motivated to keep it going, you're just going to be one of those dudes or females that's going to be like, well, you know, I've given my best, and they don't even want to give me a chance. You know, that's why I preach, you know, to you know, just do you. You know, you believe in your music, don't let anybody stop you. You know what I'm saying? But that's the main thing we lack, support. If we had that support that these other African artists have, man, I mean, that's
true.
All I need.
That's true. That's true. I love to say we had LIB recording artists here on the program, Let's Talk, and we've been doing the Liberian Recording Artists Forum tonight. It's about time to get out of here. We had Pudu, RJ, and African Child on. We're going to have them back on next weekend so you can tune in same time, same station. And we're going to be talking about these interesting topics and conversation for a couple of weeks now because, you know, we need to get the word out there. So, hey, gentlemen, I want to thank you guys for coming. You guys can say a few words before you get out of here.
Definitely, just want to thank God again. Shout out my little sister, Leanu, Grandma Goma, all my family, everybody, my 420 crew, everybody, 420 International.
Yeah, this is African Shot. Definitely thank God for the opportunity. I mean, huge thank you to the man Bismar, you know, for putting this whole thing together. Shout out to the man RJ for being here. I mean, Prugadifina and the whole 420 crew, Joseph living back home, everybody. Shout out to everybody, family, everybody.
All right. First of all, you know, big ups to the Most High. And then next, Bismarck, man, I just got to commend you as always for doing what you do. You know, you help us to get out there too, you know, so people can know how much talent coming out this country. You know, props to all the artists on the panel, Pudu, to all y'all, man. Yo, good luck. You know, I want to send a shout out to Liberia, you know, because, of course, without Liberia, we wouldn't be here, you know. And everybody that's just trying to get out there, man, you know. And I just wanted to say on the last note, you know, only you can stop yourself from getting where you want to be. So, you know, thanks, man. Y'all take care.
Thanks, gentlemen. It's always a privilege to have you guys on, and
I know the audience out there and the librarian recording artists and musicians in librarian around the world have gotten a lot of fruitful words of thought and knowledge,
right.
You know, in the business and personally too, you know what I'm saying? And this brings a lot of growth, you know. Everything has a beginning. I mean, we can come together and sit down and discuss, disagree to agree, and still be one family. There's nothing better than that. And to you, African Child, man, you need to send us a couple of your songs, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to talk from there. But to Pudu, RJ, African Child, hey, much love from Radio Talk 101.3, and we wish you all the best. And we hope to have you guys back on next weekend so we can continue this discussion. Can I get a commitment from y'all?
Definitely. RJ going to be there
100%. Oh, yeah, African Child is definitely there, so don't worry about
All right, Pudu going to be there, so all three of us going to be here. Again,
right.
Guess
a lot of folks too.
All right, you heard it live on Radio Talk 101.3, and you heard it from the librarian recording artists themselves. Much love to them, and go out. Don't forget, go out to the librarian, the first annual librarian hip hop award coming out Thanksgiving weekend, and you will have the opportunity and the chance to meet Pudu, RJ, African Child, and all the other library recording artists, and you might be able to say hi and get an autograph or something, you know what I'm saying? To all the librarians out there, to the librarian community, please support your own, support your recording artists, support your librarian recording artists, because what they're doing it in the interest of Liberia. They're representing Liberia. They are representing you to the world. And they're putting their heart and soul into what they're doing, you know. And it takes a lot of time, a lot of commitment, a lot of courage, a lot of dedication to do what they do. So to all the librarians, to the librarian community and to the world, especially to the librarians, support your librarian recording artists because they are making an impact in the world on behalf of you. And, you know, They are role models to the young librarian, you know, librarian generation coming up. We love you guys, and have a blessed Saturday evening. Be blessed, Pudu, RJ, and African Child. Hey, it's one love, L.I.B.
All right,
one
man.
Love, L.I.B. Lone Star forever, man. Thanks, Biz Mark.
You got it. You have a blessed one.
You too.
Welcome to the first annual Liberian Hip Hop Awards, going down on Thanksgiving weekend in the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. Friday, November 26th, Liberian Hip Hop Awards, VIP meet and greet, welcome back, 10 p.m. till the early morning. Saturday, November 27th, Liberian Hip Hop Awards Show, Red Carpet Premiere, 6 p.m. till 7:45. Awards Show, 8 p.m. till 11 p.m. After Party, 11 p.m. to the early morning. After Party is at the same location. Sunday, November 28th, Sunday afternoon, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. African Moguls Foundation fundraiser for the Tupac Amuru Shakur Foundation at the TASF Center. 100% proceeds will be donated to the Tupac Center. Sunday night, 10 p.m. to the early morning, VIP farewell barge. All the events during the Liberian Hip Hop Awards weekend will be held at the same location. Free parking all weekend long. See you there. Peace.
Yeah, this is Margo Radio Talk 101.3. It's about time to get out of here. Hey, we had another wonderful session with LIB recording artists, and we had Pudu, RJ, and African Child in the house tonight live on Radio Talk 101.3 talking about very interesting issues relating to Liberian recording artists and music in Liberia and the world. Make sure to tune in same time, same station
for another session, for the third session of the Librarian Recording Artist Forum on Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck. And we love you out there, to all our Radio Talk 101.3 friends, fans, and family out there. We love you. Love, peace, and happiness around the world. Justice for all. Most of all, Jesus loves you. Hey, go out there and do a favor for somebody. Hey, share the love around. Hey, this is Bismarck on Radio Talk 101.3. It's time to get out of here. We love you. Love, peace, and happiness. Hey, peace. We're going to get out of here with some of my Chris DeShue music. Hey, peace.
Yeah, you're rocking with the best from the West, Liberia that is.
Ever since a youngin', I've been killing in the game. Sick of all these newcomers, dudes are so lame. Why they so fake me? Just because I rap and sing, dudes try and drape me. Sam, you never touch me. On another level, dog, rolling deep like Rocka Flocka. Represent the L.I.L.I. coming with the up up in your face, invading your space. Hot like a couple forges, think you need a taste. Dudes go back and forth like it's a debate. Like who's hot? Well, you're not, so stop with the hootin' pot. My heart attack flow, I can make your heart stop. Got a roller coaster style, I can make your heart drop. Yeah. Turn for days for shikadee. I'm in the club, you know where the women be. I'm so fly, I'm feeding up the energy. You know niggas be hating, just breathe. Just breathe. Just breathe. Inhale.
Talk 101.3. Bismarck will holler at you later. Peace.